Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Mental health is front and center as always, but there's some really cool initiatives that a lot of organizations in our country and in even our world are doing too. So we're going to be chatting about supporting your mental health in today's ever-changing world. With us today is Lori Harbert and Dr. Sonjer Olson from Blue Pearl Specialty and Emergency Veterinary Hospitals. How are you, my friends?
Great. Outstanding, Adam. Thank you.
Good to have you on. So really looking forward to learning more about this. So a little bit about Dr. Sonja Olson. She is a wellness educator on the health and well-being team. In 2003, after 6 years working in the ER exotic animal medicine, Sonja joined Florida Veterinary Specialist, the first Blue Pearl Hospital. Sonja transitioned from ER clinician to the Blue Pearl Clinician Talent Acquisition Team in late 2015. Her parallel professional passion was to support veterinary health and well-being. As the Blue Pearl Health and Well-Being Team formed in 2018, Sonja participated in some of the early initiatives to holistically support our associates. She joined the team full-time in early 2020. Sonja is certified as a mental health first aid instructor, as well as compassion fatigue educator with Green Cross Academy of Traumatology's Figley Institute. I didn't know that you can have mental health first aid instructor, by the way. I need to know more about this in a moment, so that's great.
We'll be digging in.
Yes. Lori Harbert has been a social worker for more than 30 years. She's a licensed clinical social worker who specializes in mental health counseling, trauma-informed care, grief and bereavement counseling, and leadership building. Lori is also a certified mental health first aid instructor. She has began her veterinary social work career at Pittsburgh Veterinary Specialty in 2016 and then transitioned to Blue Pearl Specialty and Emergency Pet Hospital in 2018. Lori is the director of health and well-being for Blue Pearl. She developed and launched Blue Pearl's first health and well-being program that is providing resources and support to over 8,000 associates. So bravo to you both. That's fantastic. Well, let's get into it. Let's back up a little bit. And Dr. Olson, talk to us a little bit about kind of the state of basically of where we're at with the veterinary profession in terms of mental health.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. And I'm so excited to be with you on this platform. I love your energy. So We know, that there's been longstanding dysfunctions in our veterinary industry. And this is not just the United States, this is global. And it doesn't matter which segment you're in. It's large animals, small animals, zoo. It's in our university environments. And what we know is that we are behind our human caregiving professionals in understanding the nature of the issues emotionally, psychologically, physically that impact us in these caregiving environments. And the ability to navigate these skillfully, these are things that we're just starting to wrap our heads around. They've been doing this in human medicine now for about 20 years. And as is true for veterinary medicine, we lag a little bit behind and then we catch up. We are there. We are starting to really adapt terms such as compassion fatigue and burnout came first. But now we're really leaning into these conversations around ethical conflict, moral stressors, vicarious trauma. I know people who are listening are going, what? So these are some of the new terms that we experience. Name it to tame it, kids. This is our world. And the more I think we have awareness and knowledge, the more skillfully we can show up as caregivers compassionately for ourselves and for each other. It is not necessarily burnout as a terminus for all caregiving professionals. That is not so. So I'm excited that we are leaning into this conversation together. It's a longstanding place that we have gone through, and we're in the thick of it now of really coming to terms.
Yeah, so this is fantastic. And so there's a health and well-being team that was created then, right, Lori? That's within the Blue Pearl sector. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the journey for our health and well-being team has been an interesting journey. It really began back in 2016. I was the director of social work for Pittsburgh Veterinary Specialty, PVSEC. And at that time, Blue Pearl had come in and acquired PVSEC. And they approached me about developing a program for them like I had in Pittsburgh, but on a much larger scale. So at that time, it kicked off the discussion of where we're going now and what it is. So it started out as the veterinary social work program, because there was really just myself and one other social worker. And as we gained more understanding about what Blue Pearl needed, what the structure needed to look like, some of the ideas of where we were going to go, it evolved in 2018 to the health and well-being team. And we currently now have 10 folks working within the health and well-being team, including Dr. Olson, who is a wonderful addition and works specifically with our clinicians. So our team is in all the regions. We're doing different levels of work within those regions with leadership, one-on-one work with folks, trainings, that kind of thing.
I love that. That's fantastic. And I, again, this is why I love doing these podcasts, because I didn't know that these existed. So it's just so nice to share that with our audience. I got to ask you too, Sonia, I mean, the past couple of years have must really, really affected, well, we know it affected the profession, affected everybody too. So, you know, it certainly has its challenges in so many different ways. So, you know, do you find that this program is benefiting all of the employees and all the caretakers for Blue Pearl?
Oh, Adam, this is so important, right? I mean, we knew, just as I was saying a moment ago, about longstanding historic dysfunctions, and our systems had not caught up to the present. Our efficiencies, our embracing technological tools, our ability to utilize our para-staff, particularly our vet assistants and technicians, to their full potential. There's a lot of things that we've talked about for, no kidding, several decades. Yeah. And if the COVID-19 pandemic didn't just slam all of those things right to the forefront, and we went into crisis mode. And what's beautiful, as typical of our amazing, smart professional community, we rose to the challenge as frontline responders to meet the needs of the pets and the pet owning community, period. But we're human. And humans undergoing that level of strain and crisis and trauma, particularly when they were already tired and strained and traumatized, guess what happens? We suffer. And yeah. We break. Lot of systems have started to fall apart. Things that we needed to address are now being addressed. So this is the opportunity here. This is where we are now as a collective. We can collectively decide compassionately, not negating a bit of the suffering, one step at a time to move into post-traumatic growth and recovery as individuals and as a collective. And in the vet industry, what does that look like? It looks like us working and bringing our own authentic selves around who are we to contribute to the well-being conversation and creating initiatives like what we're doing at Blue Pearl. So there are some initiatives that I, alongside these amazing women, these amazing social workers, that we're listening to our associates, we're listening to our leaders. What do we need to help us become the next best version of ourselves? So there are some initiatives that we are developing. And yes, I do think that these are each going to be impactful in their own ways to individuals and to our systems.
This is wonderful. So Lori, there's a new wellness initiative for residents. There's a wellness ambassador program. So share with us a little bit about that.
The Wellness Ambassador Program and our Clinicians in Training Program, and I'm gonna let Sonia address that because she's the lead of that. But the Wellness Ambassador Program, both of these programs are culture changing programs. We have lots of things that we do within the system, right? Lots of interactions, one-on-one dialogue, training with leaders. We have all kinds of stuff we do. But at this point with the health and well-being team, we are actually developing structural programs that are going to stay within the Blue Pearl culture, stay a part of the organization. And that's why we're so excited about these two initiatives. So the Wellness Ambassador Initiative is a voluntary program that our associates opt to be a part of in our hospitals. They are trained in mental health first aid. The purpose of that program is to shift the culture, reduce stigma, save lives, change how we discuss mental health challenges, substance abuse challenges, to normalize that discussion so people feel safe asking for help. So that program in itself, we just launched this year.
Sonia, did you want to share about the other program?
Absolutely. So the Clinicians in Training Initiative is an issue that we've talked about for years, much like the Wellness Ambassador Program. Let's meet our young clinicians with open arms and give them the tools and the knowledge that they need to skillfully navigate the new landscape that's in front of them. They're book smart, but they need to be welcomed into a community that provides safety for growth and learning, and helps to give them the tools to navigate the stuff, the human stuff that's going to come up for them and in teams. So this is working alongside our amazing director for programs. That's Dr. Andrea Monig and Dr. Lenore Bacek, who does our eMERGE program for emergency clinicians. We help develop a curriculum that quarterly we have presentations around timely, relevant well-being topics, such as imposter syndrome, boundaries, empathic distress. And we're providing these as presentations and creating space for debriefing and facilitated conversation. This really allows them to have space to absorb the information, to talk about it, connect with us as resources, hear each other. And this is how, Adam, this is how we change culture. We talk about these things openly and in a vulnerable way. And the hope is, of course, that the ripple effect is present for the practice. But of course, these wonderful individuals are going to go out into our veterinary community and be our future teachers and models for this.
Love that. So not only do you have that, then you also have mental health first aid training that's available too, right? So tell me a little bit about that.
Mental health first aid is an evidence-based practice that's been around for decades. It has tremendous research to support its effectiveness. And it's an early intervention tool. It's a basic understanding of different mental health challenges folks have. And what it does is teach folks how to recognize the warning signs earlier. Because the research shows the earlier you catch it, the less likely it's going to turn into a crisis. So our goal is to save lives, to save careers, keep people connected, and make them feel valued. And that's why we selected this as the training platform and foundation for our Wellness Ambassador program. Both programs are running simultaneous to each other to support each other as we educate our ambassadors, our associate ambassadors on the floor. And the objective of all of it is to infuse health and well-being onto the floors of our hospitals so people know how to access resources, where to find them, and what exists for them.
I love that. It's fantastic too. But let's just say to our listeners that might be tuning in, they say, you know what, we're a one doctor practice. You know, we're a staff of 5 and 6, but we have to try to check in on each other. What are some, you know, tools or resources that you can share with those that are tuning in that say, like, I don't have that wheelhouse that can be provided for our practice for clinics. So what are some things that they can do to help make sure that they're okay?
Oh, this is so good. Well, I would want to say, though, that mental health first aid is available in just about every community throughout the U.S. And you can go and attend now, of course, it's virtually. Hopefully they'll be in person again. But you can look into that and so that you could be familiar with the content and be a well-being champion for your community. Share it out. So that's something that people can absolutely do. But this is the thing right now is that not only do we individually need to embrace what it is that we need to navigate this landscape in our personal lives, our professional lives, but we need each other as a community now more than ever, really looking to seek out how do we support one another and see one another, lowering the stigma, right? Hopefully getting rid of it altogether. So we see you, I care about you just as a human. You know, I can't fix you, but I'm here to walk alongside you. And I maybe have some knowledge to share or some resources to bring towards you. This is what the Mental Health First Aid platform helps us navigate, as well as bringing skillful awareness and knowledge to our language. So we want to make sure that we're being really aware of cultural humility and respectful of the people that are around us. Adam, there's so many resources that have been developed now in the vet community for sure, as well as now because of COVID, I think there are virtually so many more resources. So yes, there's an abundance of resources that we can talk about.
I think one of the resources too, Mental Health First Aid is an awesome resource. You also have mvhforyou.com, which is relatively new in the vet world, right? So it was just recently launched. And that resource is open to everybody. Anybody can access in whatever country you're in, wherever, whatever clinic you're in. And we're loading content onto that site so that it can help other people around life-saving measures, moral distress. They can find pretty much anything they're looking for on that site. You have multiple entities developing that site and adding content to it.
And I want to share 5 easy strategies that and habits that we all can do in this profession that you have shared with me. And I think they're great. I just want to touch on them because these are things that all of you that are tuning in can do today. You can really do these today. And the first one is our phones can be useful. We can use free phone apps that track our food caloric intake. What are your thoughts on that, Sonia?
I think that our phones have become a part of our bodies. We might as well use them for good, right? Right. So there's a lot of really wonderful apps that have become available to track our caloric intake, our activity, our breath, our sleep. And of course, mobile resources equals more likelihood that you're going to utilize them when you need them, whether you're in your car, whether it's before or after your work shift, whether it's just in a moment where you're trying to capture your breath and go through something that's challenging. Download some apps that inspire you, some music that inspires you. Use that phone for good. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I even use my iWatch too. That gives you that moment to breathe. And I was like, oh, and you know, I make it part of my day. I don't make it annoying. Like, oh, this is on. I was like, oh, thanks for letting me know. You know, it's, and then it becomes my normal. So I think that's great. And Lori, what about this one? Number two is taking breaks at work is vital.
I think when you're looking at the culture of veterinary medicine, taking breaks is foreign to most folks. They're pretty much go, go, go. They're driven by the clients that are in the waiting areas, the patients they need to take care of. So taking care of themselves is always last. And it doesn't matter where you're at in vet med, the culture supports that. So what we're trying to do is shift that. So micro breaks are so important. There's research to support that if you just take a 5-minute break at intervals in your day, it can reset, recharge you, refocus you, so you're not so exhausted. But you would think talking about micro breaks is an easy thing to get people to do. It is not that easy. And we have to talk about it frequently because we don't give ourselves permission to do it.
Right.
And that's huge.
Yes, that is huge. Now, thank you for sharing that too. Number three, Sonia, is end days by huddling with trusted coworkers.
Yeah. So I love this because this is part of how we see each other as fellow humans in all of our amazing awesomeness as veterinary professionals, celebrating the wins, the good that we did, because there's so much, Adam. And I think in our normal human negativity bias way, we remember the tough stuff. We remember the things that didn't go well. And we certainly, oh my goodness, get stuck on mistakes. So teaching each other to see the good, to let it in and to celebrate it in a real way. We bring about the opportunity to reframe our day and to practice building, quite truthfully, new ways of thinking and seeing the good in each other, as well as the good that we do.
Yeah, beautiful. And also, Lori, number four is keep a gratitude journal.
I think for me, gratitude is one of the conversations that I get most excited about. And Sonia can attest to this. I love teaching gratitude. Because if you can master the understanding of what gratitude can do for you in your life, then it can change how you're experiencing what's happening around you. So keeping a gratitude journal is really simple. You just write down two or three things that have happened in your day that you're grateful for, right? And even if you're not doing a journal, you're in the middle of a bad spell, you're tired, you're exhausted, there's stuff going on at work. If you just stop for a minute and look around you at the things that you're grateful for, your family, your friends, your health. It's so many good things are happening to us at the same time we're feeling the emotional distress we're feeling. So learning to shift some of that focus, gratitude sits with reframing, so they go hand in hand, is a powerful tool.
Really powerful tool. The power of thank you goes a long way too, right?
Yeah, and, certainly does.
And lastly, Sonia, number five is remember your why.
Right. I mean, I know it's sometimes hard to remember the passion that we came to this profession with when we feel unappreciated, undervalued, exhausted. I mean, cellularly exhausted, where so many of our teams are. But remember that you came to this from a servant leadership and from a servant heart of community where you wanted to do good in the world. You wanted to make a difference in animals' lives, in people's lives. What a beautiful thing. And what a thing to celebrate. Our veterinary professionals are such generous, good people, so selfless, right? To our detriment, as we've been discussing. So drawing boundaries, healthy, taking care of ourselves, outstanding, so that we can do what we do sustainably. That's all part of building resilience. But remembering your why, it shifts you into the place of purpose. And so that you remember that what you do matters, that there is meaning to your life and what you contribute there and in the world. It's true and it's real.
Yeah, what you do matters. And we are meant to be on this earth to do great work. I mean, we're wearing our heart on our sleeves. And I say this every day, we are literally in the best profession on the planet. It's truly a gift. So we're so glad. Dr. Sonia Olson, Lori Harbert, thank you so much for your time and for your expertise and insight. And interested, you're welcome. And to our listeners wanting to know more, you can head on over to BluePearlVet.com to learn more information about what they're doing, all great initiatives. So thank you to our friends for Blue Pearl Vet as well. Thank you so much, my friends.
Oh, Adam, thank you, wonderful Adam, to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Our pleasure. And thank you to our listeners. We really hope this works. I want every one of you to at least do three of those five things that these wonderful colleagues said, because we can do it starting right meow. So thank you for all your work out there. Please stay pawsome. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.